WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kathan. For a third time, Ohio Republican Jim Jordan has lost a vote to become Speaker of the House, even though ousted Speaker Kevin McCarthy stood up for him.
Jim is the right person to take that seat behind me to be our next Speaker of the House.
It only got worse today as Jordan lost more GOP votes than in the first two ballots, 25 in all. CBS's Nicole Killian.
Some of these defectors are now expressing their support for Patrick McHenry, which I don't believe his name was previously in the hat in terms of the balloting. But now we've had several members mention his name instead. And of course, this comes as we have been discussing what is the alternative.
President Biden is asking Congress for $105 billion in aid for Ukraine and Israel. Along Egypt's border with Gaza, the UN Secretary General is calling for disputes to be settled so aid trucks can move in.
These trucks are not just trucks. They are a lifeline. They are the difference between life and death for so many people in Gaza.
In Israel, CBS's Imtiaz Tayab reports a new phase in the response to the Hamas attack could come soon.
Tens of thousands of Israeli forces are massing along the border with Gaza. Israeli military leaders have not said when the ground invasion will begin or how long it will last. But fears the already enormous death toll across the narrow Palestinian territory will skyrocket are only growing. The Palestinian Ministry of Health says nearly 4,000 have been killed, including around 1,500 children.
Authorities in Maryland have pinpointed a suspect in the fatal shooting of a judge. Andrew Wilkinson was gunned down in his driveway last night, County Sheriff Brian Albert.
This was a targeted attack on Judge Wilkinson. We've identified Pedro Argote, 49, of Frederick, Maryland, as a suspect in this case. Argote is not in custody and is considered armed and dangerous.
The suspect was part of a divorce case handled by the judge. The judge in former President Trump's civil fraud trial in New York lashed out at him this morning for failing to remove from his campaign website a derogatory post about the judge's clerk. On the Health Watch, CBS's Jim Krasula tells us there are new concerns about a swift way of getting around.
Electric scooter injuries increased more than 70% in people 18 and younger from 2020 to 2021, according to new research. The majority of injuries involved white males ages 16 to 18. The most common injury was a bone fracture, and the injured body part was the head.
The Dow is down 114. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 12:03. Good afternoon. I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Quick Trip now confirms its system outage was caused by a cyber attack. Brittany Merlot has the latest.
The outage that started a week ago Monday affected everything from the convenience store's app to its website, payroll systems, and its customer rewards program. A company spokesman says that there's no indication the hackers got a hold of customers' credit card information. The customer rewards system is back online, but as of this morning, the Quick Trip app and website were still down. I'm Brittany Merlot, Civic Media News.
School officials are pulling 33 books off the shelves at Menominee Falls High School this week. The school district put out a statement saying the books are being removed for violating the district's policy against material with sexually explicit content and profanity. The banned books include classics like Toni Morrison's The Bluest Eye, Kurt Vonnegut's Slaughterhouse-Five, and Khaled Hosseini's The Kite Runner. The Journal Sentinel reports it's one of the most sweeping book bans in Wisconsin in recent years. Governor Evers is replacing the Wisconsin Elections Commissioner, who was fired by the state Senate this week. More from Nate Wegehout.
Senate Republicans fired Commissioner Joe Czarnecki on Tuesday. Senator Mark Spreitzer told the Devil's Advocates radio show last night that Evers moved to replace him immediately. If he didn't, he said Republicans would have had the chance to fire Megan Wolf.
It takes 4 votes on WEC to appoint an administrator, but it actually just takes a majority of those present and voting to remove an administrator. So if we didn't replace Joe Czarnecki immediately, Republicans could call a meeting, and by a 3-2 vote, they could actually fire Megan Wolf.
Spreitzer did not name the new appointee other than that they are a former Eau Claire election clerk. Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Well, the governor has also said he'll waste no time replacing the Natural Resources Board members the Senate fired. The board takes an important vote on the state's wolf management policy next week. Drunk drivers in Wisconsin may Sunday have to pay child support if they kill a parent or a guardian in a crash. Cecilia Williams came to Madison from Missouri to testify at a hearing on a pair of bills yesterday. A tragedy in her family led to a similar new law in her state 2 years ago.
It is not going to make anybody rich, and we all know this. But what it's going to do is it's going to show that there are consequences to one's actions.
Under the bills, victims could still sue a driver for financial damages, but any money awarded would offset the amount of restitution. The Wisconsin soldier who entered North Korea is charged with desertion. That's according to the Pentagon. Travis King is from Racine. He spent about 2 months in North Korea after he fled across the border from South Korea in July. He'd just been released from a South Korean jail and was facing more punishment from the army in the U.S. King is also charged with having sexual images of a child. King could go to prison for 3 years. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Health and life aren't the only things patients have to worry about. Tracy Smith with the American Cancer Society says the financial impacts can be devastating.
Depending on the stage of that diagnosis, cancer can start from $250,000 all the way up to millions of dollars.
The Urban Institute says about one in every five American families has medical debt in collections. Advocates say there are resources available to help. There's a new push to make the brandy old-fashioned Wisconsin's official cocktail. Two state lawmakers are behind a resolution in the Wisconsin legislature. Legend has it people have been adding fruit to their liquor since Prohibition. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Over $12 million in capital improvement projects have been approved for the Waukesha School District's three high schools. Officials say there will be no additional costs to taxpayers. The projects, funded through a combination of pandemic relief funds and district reserves, will be incorporated into next year's budget. Upgrades include auditorium improvements at all three high schools, HVAC upgrades at South and North, and other athletic enhancements. The majority of the work is expected to take place in summer of 2024. Milwaukee County recently conducted a survey regarding the Mitchell Park domes, but it didn't provide any clear answers regarding the public's desires or their willingness to contribute financially. While the survey inquired about the visitors' last experiences at the domes and the significance of the structures, it did not address whether people support investing up to $70 million in constructing new domes. Officials acknowledged the urgent need for action as the domes have suffered from neglect over the years. As the second anniversary of the Waukesha Christmas Parade attack approaches, city leaders are actively organizing the memorial to commemorate the event. On Tuesday, November 21st at 4:39 p.m., the city will hold a dedication ceremony for the Main Street Parade Memorial. The memorial will take place at the Five Points intersection in downtown Waukesha. There's a $50 incentive for a Milwaukee program to help men be better fathers. Tomorrow is the 2023 Milwaukee Fatherhood Summit. It's hosted by Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson and aims to offer information and services in areas like health literacy, parenting, employment, and child support interest debt relief. Those taking a survey at the event at the Destiny Youth Plaza will get a $50 gift card. Food will also be provided at the event. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
And now, your Wisconsin weather from Civic Media.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. A brighter day with mostly sunny skies across the state. Winds are out of the northwest, breezy, and gusting up to 20 miles per hour at times. This is keeping highs crisp and cool into the northeast, with temperatures in the mid to upper 40s. Meanwhile, central portions of the state will strike the low to mid 50s. There will be a few 60s southwest along the Mississippi. Now, we do have a low-pressure system that's headed our way by tonight. As it slides across the state, it's bringing light rain along with it that may linger into tomorrow afternoon. especially for eastern areas. Only a tenth of an inch of rain is expected. Tomorrow, highs will range from the low 40s in the Northwoods to the low 50s at the state line. And by Sunday, more sunshine and a bit warmer, highs hitting the low 50s. Have a fantastic Friday and a wonderful weekend, Wisconsin. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, Civic Media News.
The Bucks wrap up the preseason tonight. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Memphis Grizzlies tonight at Fiserv Forum. Tip-off time, 7 o'clock. Chris Middleton coming off that knee surgery in May. Expected to see his first action tonight. The Bucks making roster moves, releasing Drew Timmy and signing Glenn Robinson III. The son of the big dog, Glenn Robinson, the number one overall pick from Milwaukee back in 1994. And then there's the Terry Stotts story, a former Milwaukee Bucks head coach who rejoined the team this spring as an assistant, resigning yesterday. Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin.
You know, it was Terry's decision, and I respected that. We did have a great conversation. I can't disclose, you know, what we spoke about out of respect for him, but we're still excited about the season.
Stotts was the Trailblazers head coach while Damian Lillard was there.
Everybody was kind of surprised by it. You know, it kind of came out of nowhere. But for me, knowing Terry as long as I've known him, you know, playing for him for 9 years, and to see him go is unfortunate. You know, it's sad to see him go, but everything is still moving forward.
Baseball, the Diamondbacks beating the Phillies 2-1 in Arizona. Philly leads the series 2-1. The Astros over the Rangers 10-3 to tie that series at 2 games apiece. In college women's volleyball, Wisconsin ranked number 1 with an important match in Nebraska.